The Barry Stands with Ukraine rally will be held Thursday evening to show support for Holy Cross Ukrainian Catholic Church. The former Barry Springwater Oro Medant MP and City Councillor Alex Nuttall, who is also now running for mayor, helped create the event to get as many supplies to Ukraine as possible following the Russian invasion. Nuttall says people living in the Barry area have incredible compassion, and he hopes residents are driven to come out and give. We have members of our community who have family and friends suffering and places they are from being destroyed, ways of life being destroyed, Nuttall said. Canadians across the country are helping, and Barry will be no different. Ukraine was invaded by Russia on February 24, ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Many buildings, both government and residential, have been destroyed with hundreds of people reportedly killed and injured. Nuttall said he spoke with Father Andrea Petrisson of Barry's Holy Cross Ukrainian Catholic Church last week and then met with members of the church and local Ukrainian community to discuss this week's event, which begins at 6:30 p.m. at Meridian Place in downtown Barry. The event will have speakers and allow for people to gather to pray for and/or stand with the local Ukrainian community. James Bazin, an MP from Manitoba whose family is of Ukrainian descent, is making the trip to Barry for the event. Nuttall said many other dignitaries will be attending, including Barry Mayor Jeff Lehman and Barry Springwater Oro Medant MPP Doug Downey. We want our Ukrainian community members to know that we see them and they are not alone. We are here for them to lean on. I hope many people are at the event Thursday so that those affected by what is going on over there can see the support, he said. Nuttall said, significant monetary donations coming in to the Red Cross and clothing donations have been accumulated quickly as well. A van will be at Thursday's event to collect items that will be shipped to Ukraine. Nuttall reminds people that winter clothing is best right now. Nuttall said many Canadians have no idea what the Ukrainian people are going through and that we were lucky to live in Canada. I attended a church service this past weekend and saw the pain in that room. And when you hear community leaders having trouble getting the words out, it is tough, he said. I don't speak Ukrainian, but I didn't need to feel the emotion in the words being spoken. I drove across Ukraine with my dad about 3 years ago and it is just beautiful. Some of the areas we visited are either destroyed or are being threatened. We should feel very blessed to live in Canada, Nuttall said. For more information on the event, head to the Facebook page by clicking here.